Goldfields is going to spend 660 million rand building what is the South African mining industry's biggest solar project so far. It's got this massive project in its last remaining mine, and that is the South Deep Mine near Carletonville. Martin Preece is Executive Vice President at Goldfields. Martin, just how much money do you intend to be able to save by making a more than half a billion rand investment in solar technology?
Good evening, Bruce. We are predicting to save, at today's rates, 120 million rand a year on our electricity bill. So that's the initial saving. And I think the other issue is the opportunity lost when we can't operate because of load curtailment. So it's both the cost of power as well as the cost of opportunity lost.
And there's a safety issue, of course, as well. Should something go wrong with the power grid awfully all of a sudden, and you've got people underground, they could be trapped underground for as long as it takes the power to come back on again if you don't get enough notice, for example.
That is the case, and I think in that regard, some years ago, we actually installed emergency diesel gensets, which do allow us to hoist people and keep our ventilation systems running.
Okay, so on that front, at least you got that emergency, those emergency systems. But I mean, yeah, it's infuriating that the cost of doing business rises to the extent that it does because of the incapacity of the state. But if you can save money and eventually actually ensure that you're paying a lot less for electricity, then it'll be money well spent. Just paint a picture for me, please, on the scale of this thing, because I think the scale and the magnitude of what you've got to install is quite awe-inspiring.
So it's over about 200 soccer fields, to put it in terms that we most probably all understand, 116,000 panels, and the footprint of the solar project is actually larger than the current mining complex footprint. So that, I think, puts it in good scale.
I mean, that's just an enormous project. It's a very expensive project. How long does it take to get up and running?
So we're hoping to commission in quarter two next year. The team started breaking ground this morning, and we're going to give it our best shot to try and beat that schedule, but currently we're planning for quarter two next year.
Okay, second quarter next year. And then it's still, what, 20% of your electricity needs? You'll still be heavily dependent on the national grid, which is not that dependable. Would you be looking at this as a first phase of an ongoing project?
I think why we landed on this is obviously the sun doesn't shine too well at night, but our base load is about 40 megs. And so doing much more than that, we'd be generating power that... We have no means to store at this stage. So we're going to start at 40, see how it goes, and then engage with the regulator and see if there's an opportunity to expand on that.
Okay, and yeah, battery storage, of course, is the next phase. I mean, are you prepared to go that way, or do you just see this then as supplementary power on, you know, what, the 300 days when the sun shines in Gauteng?
This, we've looked at batteries and we've considered it. For us, we can't do the economics yet. It's the cost of the batteries versus the benefit, we can't justify it yet. But I think as technology evolves, I think they're going to become more affordable and more efficient. And, you know, as I've said on a number of occasions, the cheapest storage solution we've got is back into the national grid. But that is not an option at this stage.
How frustrating was it dealing with the National Energy Regulator of South Africa? Because, you know, they've been quite reluctant to be forward-thinking, if that's not too unfair. Was it an easy process?
I think, Bruce, we engaged with the industry, both mining and business. I've actually engaged with the minister in 2019. And I think since his intervention, we've certainly seen a lot of progress. And... when we decided to go and apply for the license in our own state, we've certainly worked really well with the National Energy Regulator for the last year. We submitted our license mid last year. We had some delays with COVID, but we've been very pleased how they've guided and worked with us through the process in the latter part. I think before that, there was a lot of uncertainty around the integrated resource plan, and that needed to be, the deviations approved, and that was a bit slow and frustrating. But I think once we've got into gear during the course of last year, it's been, I think, a very rewarding process.
Thank you, Martin Preece, the Executive Vice President at Goldfields.